Radio Laureate. It's your host, Grace, for the Monday After Class show. And today I have two of my really good friends.
My name's Oscar Brown. I'm very excited to be here.
My name's Christian Miranda. And I am so grateful to be here.
Okay, so tell me about your guys' day. I didn't see you all day.
I had a pretty good day too. I'm tired out still, I think, from the weekend, but I had a nice day. There's some good food at the dining hall today.
Oh, yeah? Well, your favorite?
My favorite lunch, Shepherd's pie.
Did slap.
What? So I thought you were going to say pom-pom.
The chicken? It's good as it's a bit different. They did something to it.
Really?
They always mess it up, though. It's never the same. Like, if you like something.
Shepherd's pie was great, though. Had me motivated.
I didn't have lunch today.
You didn't eat?
No, I went to my cousin's.
You starving yourself?
No, I went to my cousin's and had a grilled cheese and some chicken noodle soup.
That's definitely better to get a homemade meal.
Yeah, it was really good. And she makes it for me, so even better.
So you blackmail your cousin to cook for you?
No, I don't. But I did go over there and then as soon as I ate, I left.
And you ate and left.
No, but we were like hanging out before.
Did you even say thank you?
I did. I always do, and I helped her with the dishes.
Okay, fair enough.
Kinda. Like, I just
Whoa. You switched to kinda.
I just brought them over to the sink.
Oh, what a big help you are.
She doesn't let me touch anything, so.
Oh, fair enough.
Maybe you don't clean it properly.
I do. Okay, Christian, how was your day?
So, right, chemistry midterm mark was mid.
Did you get that back today?
Yeah, which is weird because they posted the solutions to the problems yesterday.
Okay.
So it's like I couldn't.
That would be nerve-wracking for the whole day.
Yeah, well, it was just like.
Just check it and not remember what you put.
I had no idea what I put down on that because I had a 3-hour lab before that midterm. Yeah. Like literally right before. Like on completely different content as well, so.
Have your mind boggled.
I was completely discombobulated.
How was your day today, Chris?
Thanks for asking. My day was all right.
He has to. We're on a talk show.
Yeah, true. And I did.
He doesn't really care.
I did instruct them to.
You're a liar.
It was good. I had the biggest headache when I woke up, and it's still there.
Yo, same. Honestly, like this whole morning, like I couldn't go to my morning classes. I was really just packed.
I was tired out today.
I feel like I might have like the flu or something.
Oh, I've because like chance I get, everyone's sick.
Yeah, I've gotten like really cold and then really hot.
So. That's the worst.
Yeah, and whenever I lie down, my head's just pounding. So
take a couple of days off. Just don't go to class. Relax.
You can't really do that here. You take one day off and you fall behind.
You cannot do that at all.
Have you ever missed a class, Oscar?
I've never missed one class. Not one lecture my whole time here.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not. I promise.
I haven't gone to psychology since the third week because it's all textbook. So, yeah, so I don't have to.
Right. Wasn't psych online today though, Jenny said?
Yeah, because she called in sick or whatever.
Right.
But it's like I wouldn't have gone anyways. I wouldn't probably have made it here because it goes until like 9:50.
Oh, you got priorities.
Yeah. Well, it's like I get A's in it, so it doesn't matter.
It's not a big deal.
You're smart, yeah. How was everyone's St. Patty's? Do we want to talk about that?
Sure. I had a very fun weekend.
All I remember is that a lot of stuff broke.
Yeah, way too much
stuff. A lot of stuff was broken.
That's so true.
It was fun, though. I met a lot of new people.
Good.
Which do you remember them, though? That's the question.
Yes.
You're such a liar.
I've made good friends with one of them.
Oh, yeah? What's her name?
His name?
Yeah. What's her name?
Michael.
Who?
He lives in Conrad.
Really?
Yeah, me and Jeremy met him on Saturday. I'd never seen him before. But
there's a lot of people that live in our building that we've probably never seen or spoken to.
Yeah, I met some guy. I don't like to say his name, but I met some guy at the dining hall. He lives in Conrad. I never seen him before.
No, no. Just crazy.
I feel like it's not that big of a building, but then at the same time.
Probably it's probably like.
What, there's just three as much floors, people four as KSR. Wings. Yeah. 20.
That's way bigger.
How many people are on each floor?
Too. Yeah. Pardon?
We have how many people on our floor? Maybe 30?
Yeah, around 30.
On your floor?
Yeah.
There's
or like, sorry.
20-ish. No, probably 30.
I was thinking
30.
Like wing.
Yeah.
I'd say there's 10 rooms on either side of the hall.
Yeah, and then there's that little cubby spot where...
Or Chris and them.
Yeah, our boy Christopher.
I love Christopher.
Christopher's a rare friend from home for you.
Yeah, he is from Ottawa. I only met him here, though, unfortunately.
What do you mean? You guys go way back.
I wish. But we don't.
So you're going to a boogie concert?
Yeah, well, hopefully. I'm trying to get those tickets tomorrow. They're on pre-sale. So.
Why don't you go to the Drake concert? He's going to be in Quebec.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
He's going to be in Quebec, though. You got Bear Racks. You do a radio show.
Fortunately, not making any money from this, but.
Make memories instead.
There you go.
Memories don't pay the bills.
Yeah, but my sister and I have been wanting to go to like a rap concert for.
You're going with your sister?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. We were going to go to Metro, but the lineup is like really bad this year. So.
Mm.
What concerts have you been to?
Yeah, have you been to a concert before?
Yeah. I went to I went to Taylor Swift.
Oh, no way.
In where?
I think Ottawa. I was pretty young. It was like the 1989 concert.
1978, I think it is. I'm going to look it up.
1942. Well, there's a guy screaming outside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Doesn't seem too good.
I went to a Shawn Mendes concert.
1989, you're correct.
Yeah, I knew it was.
She's real Swifty. So you went to a Mendes concert?
Yeah, that was really good. Fun.
Recently?
No, this was like 3-4 years ago, maybe.
So it's been a minute since you've been to a concert.
I went to Backstreet Boys.
Oh, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool.
And I went to a Kygo concert.
Oh, you've been to a bunch of concerts.
That's all.
Have you ever been, Christian?
I've been to one concert. If you don't include like a rave, I've been to a rave, but.
Ooh, that's fun.
But
what concert? Went
5 Seconds of Summer. Yep.
How old were you?
Last year.
What?
Yeah.
In Toronto?
Oh, yeah. That's Budweiser cool. Gardens. I was right up front.
Whoa. Mm.
It was a good show.
Oh, yeah. 5 Seconds of Summer's got some good songs.
They're really like good performers.
They'd be good in concert. Yeah, they'd be
you
one.
You only know two songs, by the way?
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Oscar.
I'm just kidding.
You do not know any songs.
You know songs?
I know 5 Seconds of Summer. 5 Seconds of Summer is one of those bands that would just be great to see in concert. They'd probably just perform really well.
They do.
Okay, maybe I do know some of their songs.
Oh.
I'm like
Young Blood.
Yes.
Or like
That's good.
Easier.
Nope.
You gotta know Easier. It was on the radio. Like, constantly. It was like a number
You're
one.
You're a radio host.
You should know
radio
that.
Songs.
You don't.
Oh, Ghost of You. I know Ghost of You.
That's like one
Oh, and She Looks So Perfect.
Yeah, that's definitely their most popular song.
Dude, when they played that, the crowd went wild.
Oh, I bet.
And it's weird because, like, when you, like, are, like, in the front rows, you don't realize, like, how many people are behind you. And you look behind you, and then it's just, like, if they all have the lights flashing and stuff like that. It's like a wave of just, like, flashlights.
Yeah, that would be cool. Was that at night?
Yeah.
Outside?
Yeah. Well, it's Budweiser Gardens.
I saw a Zach Brown Band at Budweiser Gardens.
Really?
It's actually really cool.
That's country, right?
Yeah.
Big country guy. I lied. Do you know the Reclaws?
Who?
The Reclaws?
I don't think so.
It's a country band.
No.
They're pretty.
I've heard a song, but.
Like Long Live the Night or something like that? I've seen them once.
Oh, I think I know that song.
Yeah. I saw them once at like a Canada Day concert thing.
I think the only reason why I've been to many concerts is because there's, like, Blues Fest in Ottawa.
What is that?
Blues Fest. It's, like, a week where downtown, I think it's downtown, there's just, like, an art, like, maybe 5 artists every single night that
play. Wow.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that before.
Me neither.
Really?
Is it summer?
Yeah, it's during the summer.
Has there been, like, anyone famous that's gone to that, or has it just been, like, local?
Luke Combs went to it.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. Backstreet Boys was at that one.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah. Kygo was at that one.
Who's there this summer?
Yeah. There's a lot.
No, who's there? Who's oh. Do you know who's going? Who's going?
No, let me look that up. I don't know if the lineup has come out yet, but.
You know what I'd love to go to? Boots and Hearts.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
You're a Coburg man. You should.
Yeah, everyone I know goes to Boots and Hearts every year. Yeah,
because it's.
Where is
it?
That?
Would be fun for the concert, but then people just like.
Middle of the boonies.
Yeah, it's
like
an hour and a half from where I live.
Really?
Oh, it's wow. Like, that's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. But it'd be fun to go for the concert part, but then everybody stays there in tents and stuff. But
come on, you don't want to see Shania Twain?
Yeah, I would love to.
I'm saying
Shania Twain is gonna be at Blues Fest this year.
Oh, Pitbull. Dude, we were just talking. Dude, that's mad.
Yeah,
Pitbull's going. When is this?
July 6th to the 16th.
Oh, that's crazy,
dude. I want to see Pitbull.
If I'm off for a weekend, I'll go.
I thought he was having his last like tour or whatever.
No,
maybe that's his final show.
Could you imagine his last show is in Ottawa? Are you kidding? In Kanata, Ottawa,
Mr. Worldwide.
It's not in Kanata.
Mr. Worldwide. Yeah, you're right.
It only gave me like a few people that came up. Oh, Mumford and Sons.
My mom listens to them.
I know that band, but I don't know any of their tracks.
Yeah, but
don't lick the microphone, Oscar. Gosh, Oscar. Please. Yeah. Other people use that.
I would never. I don't want that.
No, Blues Fest is pretty big in Ottawa.
Really?
Blues Fest?
Blues Fest.
Blues Fest, okay.
Yeah.
Not Greens Fest or Reds Fest, Blues Fest.
No, Blues Fest. Yeah. I wasn't able to go last year, though. Because I was a camp counselor and there was like just no way I could go at night. And
you should leave the kids unattended. Hope they don't drown in the lake.
No, never do that.
No. So St. Patty's was fun for everyone.
Yeah, tiring.
It was.
End up doing it at night. I didn't see you guys
on Friday.
Mm-hmm. There was a. Gunman here.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
Friday, I kind of got scared. So I went to my friend's room. I had a good couple hour long nap.
Yeah, I had a nap too.
And I don't know. I didn't do a whole lot Friday night. I was tired out from the day. Mm-hmm. Same. Everyone was.
It's kind of weird when you party during the day like that. Like you're used to like party, like looking forward to going out at night and then you party at night and then you just go home and crash. But then when you come home around like 5 or 6 and
you're just done.
And you just have no energy. You don't want to do anything else.
Yeah.
Especially because it was cold out and everything, too.
Oh, it was so cold.
The day before was so nice as well. It would have been perfect. I just didn't want to be outside too much. It was freezing.
And, like, street party was low-key mid.
Yeah, it's fun for a little bit, and then it's kind of like, overhyped. I don't really know what I'm doing.
It was overhyped.
Yeah.
Everybody made it up to be like, you had to go to Patty's at Laurier. Like, yeah, it was fun. Had a good time.
Had a good weekend, for sure.
But I feel like if, like, we all, like, like all the reses were on lockdown, so I wasn't even like allowed to go into your
res. That sucked.
Which was just annoying because it's like not everyone is like friends with people in their res.
Yeah, like, I think it's more.
It's just for guests, but like I wish they could make it so people who have their one card can like just show your card and go in. You know what I mean? Somehow, but I don't know. It'd be hard to do.
Or even like you know, people are gonna bring up guests as much as like.
People are gonna try it no matter what. In Book that like worked.
That's what I mean. Like as much as you try to crack down on it, like I think on our floor alone, like one guy at the end of the hallway upstairs. Got like, what was it like 14 tickets? A
bunch of fines. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I can't say the name, but yeah. One of his friends broke our door as well, on our hallway.
Oh, it was his friends.
Yeah.
Which door? There is two doors that broke.
The
wooden door or
the glass
one that
door? Now has the wood.
The glass door,
yeah. I think one of the guy's friends who got fined. Like, it wasn't even people on our floor, and the destruction is
crazy.
It's falling on
us. But one thing that annoyed me a lot is that, like, it must have had to have been someone on our floor that turned on all the showers and then faced the shower heads outwards into the bathroom. There's no way that's such malicious behavior.
That's so mean.
No, you know who that was?
Who?
It definitely could have been Jet because people said found Jet in the shower
with his Air Force shoes on.
Yeah.
No, but he like fully had a shower.
No, but he went in there.
But like, what if he like just brought his Air Forces in there and like took them off while he was taking a shower and went in his bare feet?
No, because he had them as he went in and when he came out. That's what John Lucas said.
Hopefully. Someone put like They opened the doors, opened the shower head, and sprayed out. And I walked into the bathroom and slipped but so bad.
I don't think it was Jet line. Because Jet had like went to go take a shower after that had happened.
Oh.
Because like John Luca did it as well. And I was like, good luck. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a dangerous place in there.
It's a slip and slide. And then the sink was messed up. Some guy from another res, like all the tile or like, wherever this guy was from.
It's still sitting there as well. But
no, I got patched up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Handyman came in. But.
Amazing.
I'm really surprised that Book didn't get wrecked. Because well, there's been like random weekends.
I was there one weekend. Yeah, where like Book just the gets, basement. A bunch of people just pushed in the wall and the ceiling thing.
Yeah, people were like punching the walls and stuff.
I don't know why. It's
glass broken everywhere. Book gets really crazy. So I was very surprised that it wasn't too bad. I mean, everyone did get fines on Saturday, though, because we had, like, I wasn't there, obviously, but they had, like, a huge party. And I think all of my friends got fined. And I'm not going to say the name, but one of my friends, who you both know, he, like, it was his, like, last warning. And if he got, like, another write-up, he's getting kicked out of res.
Oh.
And that was his last write-up that he got.
Oh, did they kick him out?
Not yet.
But I feel like
not. There's 1 month.
Come on, man. Like that's what it's so late now. Please just like let come him on. Stay, we can just send him home a month. Like you're not like it's gonna be an exam soon. Nobody's gonna party during exams.
Yeah, I know. I think like a couple people are in the same position as him too, though.
They should just.
I feel like that's like a false threat. You know, it's just to like
could be
just to be like knock it off. We don't want to deal with it anymore.
Their Don is
depends what they did though.
Yeah, their Don is like Calum's Don. I mean. Sorry.
Like Calum?
Is like Calum.
Yeah.
And he told them, like, honestly, like, it probably will happen, but, like, you can try and fight it as much as possible. Mm. So if, like, he said that, then it's probably true.
Mm.
I don't think they would. Come on.
I hope not. I feel like that would be really, that would just be mean.
Because we only have, like, 2 weeks left of classes, right?
Maybe this weekend people will do stuff again after that. I would assume not.
That's close crazy that we only have like 2-3 weeks left of classes.
Yeah. It's been a fun year though. Fast year.
Yeah.
Expensive year.
Yeah.
Very.
True. I'm nervous for like budgeting and stuff next year though.
Oh, definitely. There's no way like I can't not work a job while in school next year.
Yeah, we'll have to work next year.
Like if I don't get co-op, then it's just like I have to work a job.
Yeah.
You guys apply for co-op yet?
No. You can apply until for like a minute. Like I think you can like apply to like June.
September 1st.
Yeah.
I just
it's better to apply early. You can apply now?
Yeah, at least for like my program I can apply.
I'll check actually.
I think it's like low key better though to like apply once you know what your GPA is, cuz if you don't then you're kind of wasting your time.
I mean it's literally just like one click of a button.
Really?
It's but I thought you only could do it once though.
Maybe.
I don't
at least that's what Jet was saying.
I know that you can only do it once.
Yeah, that's true.
But maybe that's like if like your GPA is
well, I think it's like your GPA has to be at a 10, and if it's not a 10, you have to be an extracurricular
school.
That's for
like certain courses.
Yeah, it depends what program, honestly.
Like mine's like a 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, hopefully
I haven't looked into it, so obviously I need to maybe take
it. Mine's like a 10 and 2 clubs, which I have the GPA, but I only have one club, which is SI.
Yeah.
You're in a club?
SI.
Like, SI counts as clubs.
Like going to SI's like help sessions for classes.
Yeah, so technically I'm in like chemistry SI.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I attend every week and it doesn't make a difference, but.
You want to speak on that a little bit?
I did less work in chemistry last semester and I got better grades. I will say that. I don't think the course coordination that this semester's has been that great.
It's funny how it works.
Yeah. In comparison to last semester's. I think the last semester, the content was a lot more straightforward and the midterms were a lot more straightforward. Final was really good. I think the final was written very well last semester. I did well on it.
But the semester not so good?
I don't even get my previous labs back until 2 days before my next one's due. So I don't even know. It's like last minute changes always that I have to make if I can make any.
Yeah.
Like that's like stressful. Saying if I don't have like another midterm or
exactly.
Something like that else going on. So
that's tough.
It's annoying. It's frustrating. especially because it's what keeps my GPA down. Could be at a 4.0. But.
Yeah. I would be really frustrated too.
That's okay. There's going to be years without chemistry, right? So
yeah, eventually.
That's what matters. Just
got to get through.
You'll get through it. Only like a month left.
That's I got to take so Orgo crazy. Next year, though.
You have to take what?
Organic chem.
Oh.
Next year. So we'll see how that one goes. It's less math. It's more memorization. Can you stop licking the microphone, please? Being very questionable.
Are you talking to Grace or me?
Both of you. Okay. Be more professional, please.
I am not licking the microphone.
Okay, well, are you calling me a liar on air? On something that's going to be on the internet forever? Are you calling me a liar?
Big claim.
Are you calling me a liar?
I'm saying you lick microphones. I'm not calling you a liar.
But I'm saying I'm not, and you're saying I am.
Oscar, you're the witness here. Who's licking microphones?
I can't speak on this subject at all.
Oscar
is. Is it because you also lick microphones?
No. How do you guys feel of like the year ending and summer?
I'm actually very sad.
I'm so sad.
I'm going to miss everyone, but the thing is, I know the people that I'll actually miss, I'm going to see again in September.
Not only that, like, we'll make plans over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's still a long time.
I'm happy to see my family, though. I had a nice phone call with my mom and dad today for about 20 minutes each.
That's good.
I'm ready to, like, not have my brain rattled anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, like, I would rather have, like, my brain rattled and be with, like, all my friends.
No, but I mean, like just like, I feel like we don't get enough.
Yeah, we need a little mental break.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just even going to work will be, like mind numbing. It'll be nice.
Yeah.
No, I agree. We definitely need a mental break, but I feel like a week being home, and I'll be so over, and I want to come back.
But and your family's listening to this?
No, like.
Grace loves her parents. She loves her family. No, she loves everyone back home. She's just.
I do, but. Yeah.
You make good friends here. Yeah. That's good. It's a second home.
Yeah. Home away from home.
And you guys are living next to me next year.
Mm-hmm.
Same what street.
What house number are you?
Don't give out your house
address.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Radio sure, show. Sure, come sure, on now. Sure. What?
We'll be close, though. Same street.
Yeah. Same street.
Which is going to be really exciting.
Bro, you almost gave out your Addy, bro.
Oscar! What? Oscar was the one who asked me.
Dude.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was not trying to set you up. That's my apology.
I wanted to get jumped, bro.
But even if I said the number, like...
You don't live there yet. Things can change. And
it's not like anyone knows the street either. We never said the street.
Yeah.
No. I'm really excited for next year, though. Just, like, I feel like this is, like, an end of an era. And next year.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's been very fun.
Oh, it's been so fun.
I feel like in comparison to high school, this went by... it's so quick
I agree.
So quick.
Yeah.
Much faster.
Content-wise, like, party-wise, like, it's so easy to just, like, get lost and everything.
Yeah. And to think that, like, we just have to do this 3 more times and then we're out of
here. Yeah, it's not that long. It's really not that long.
Yeah. Well, depending on what you want to do.
True.
Like, if you end up having to do a master's or something like that, you might, but.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys planning on doing a master's after?
I think so. Depends on what my grades are like, but if I can do it and it be like very cheap, then yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay full if I have to like.
No, agreed.
I mean like medical school is the pipe dream, right?
Right.
That's why I suffer with chemistry. Yeah. But.
One of my sister's friends has applied for med school. She got into a couple, I think.
Oh, really? Congratulations. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, no. But I know it's like a very stressful process.
Oh,
It's so stressful, but then when you get in, it's all pass or fail.
Yeah.
So then it's just like, do your best.
Once you're in.
That's like what Yoni told me. You know what you call the guy who graduated medical school with the worst grades?
Doctor.
A doctor.
Yeah.
Mm. There you go.
You want a doctor who got a 65 on his final doing your surgery?
You won't know that, though. You never see my license.
That's true. I'll trust you.
What do you, like, want to do, though, like, after... Do you have,
like what kind of doctor?
Yeah, what kind of doctor?
Probably orthopedics.
Mm.
I feel like that would be most fun. I don't know if it, like, just, like, general or just, like, surgery or something like that, but... Apparently, like, the surgery gets messy.
Yeah.
But it'd be fun. Put on, like, a little suit
to shelter
you from all the blood that sprays out. Be interesting. Be an interesting job.
Oh, 100%. I don't know if I could do that. Just like
I could never do
reconstructing that. Someone's ACL. Be interesting. Be long. Be
like I wish I could like go into the sciences, but like any side of like blood or anything like that just like makes me pass out. I couldn't do it.
You wouldn't have to be like, you could be a, go to like medical school to be like a psychiatrist. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, well, so it's like you just be prescribing people pills.
But yeah, that's true. That is true. Accidentally. Oscar, what do you want to do after?
After school?
Yeah.
I'm not too specific about it yet. Anything to do with economics, like a, I don't know. I'll be like a financial analyst would be a nice job. I thought about that since high school, but since I've been here, I kind of don't want to.
No.
Why is that?
It's just not the work I like to do. I like, I don't know. I like more the macroeconomics class I'm in right now. I've really enjoyed.
That's good.
So work it's more on
like,
Wall Street.
Like work for Bank of Canada type of thing and analyze trends and stuff, help make decisions there. That would be
pretty cool. Interesting nice. Job.
Yeah. You get to know a lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of things that go on.
And if it interests you, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like it a lot better than the stuff we were doing before with like inside a company type of thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I got a few more years to figure it out.
I have to say my courses this semester are a lot less intriguing than last semester's.
You'd say?
Yeah.
100%. I'd say like my courses this semester are like, I guess like easier, but just like not too much content.
I would say like a lot of the work is easier, but like the content itself is just, I'm not as interested. Yeah, last semester was just a lot more interesting stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. It's a lot harder to like really stay focused on it when you're not interested as well.
Yeah, for just sure.
Takes your motivation away.
I agree.
Business.
Like honestly, math's been my most exciting thing, which is weird.
Oh, I love math.
Which is weird because it's like
my favorite class.
It's usually not my favorite, but this semester when it's my favorite, you know,
and
something's
not right.
And
when you're getting
it too. Yeah. It's when you're feeling yourself in math, that's probably the best feeling in the world.
Today. Web work today.
Yeah, when you're grinding, it's
oh, it felt so. It's amazing.
You are really good at math, though, Oscar.
Thanks, Grace. I appreciate it.
I do use Oscar as a tutor a lot.
Doesn't
I feel like I've never felt so smart because all the people around me are either not in math or haven't taken the math course that we're in.
Yeah.
And I took it in high school, so it's like I've already just learned this, so I remember it. And
you probably learned it like better in high school.
Oh, very well. Yeah, my teacher was really good in grade 12.
That's really good. It all depends on the teacher or prof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's probably one of the reasons why I didn't like math so much in high school is I never really had a good math teacher. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yeah, my like grade 3, 4, and grade 6, I had the same teacher at my public school. And he's like just made sure everyone was good at math. And that's, I don't know, I really liked him. That's how I started liking math, I guess.
Yeah.
Stuck with it.
I didn't like my grade 12 advanced functions teacher at all.
That's a hard class, though. So.
Yeah.
But
one time I actually went up to her and I was like, I feel like you're setting me up for failure in front of the whole class.
Mm. Some of them are though.
Oh, for sure.
Especially if you don't do it the way they want you to do it. Like, cause you know, you can get to answers different ways, but if you don't do it the way that they want, some teachers are very particular about
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My teacher used to like give the review before a test, like the day of.
Oh, that's not fair.
Why'd you take advanced functions if you went to communications? Did you not know like that was what you were going to go into prior?
Yeah, I had no idea what I was going to go into.
That's fair.
Yeah. Keep your options open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard class, though. Mm-hmm. Especially if you don't need it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's good to learn, though.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun when you get it.
Don't ask any questions. I don't know.
Derivatives and logs.
You know about derivatives? You wouldn't even know. That's not advanced
functions. Is it
calc? Calculus, yeah. Very start. I could teach you derivatives. It's not that hard.
Piecewise functions?
Piecewise functions are weird. I could teach you them as well.
I was doing some of those the other day.
No point discontinuity.
I don't like them. I don't me like either. That weird F.
Yeah, me either.
It's not even enough. It's just a line. Where's the other line?
Yeah, no, I always was really good at math and I really liked it.
Really?
Up until I had that teacher. She like completely ruined it for me.
That's weird though, that you can just have one teacher that just ruins a subject for you.
But two, I had the
same
like,
for chem. couldn't do it.
That's like chemistry with me this right semester now, because yeah. like I do not like my professor.
Too, like it was like just out of COVID. I hadn't taken a math class. Yeah. Like actually,
they need
math
to give you some slack. 10. There.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the courses here, like even though like I do think that the content here is probably easier than some other schools, that especially in certain classes like the, what is it?
121.
Yeah. Or like my chemistry, like they have to understand the fact that a lot of us didn't learn this stuff in high school.
Oh, no, like, we didn't get the chance to.
Some of them are like, you'll be like, you'll be like, you guys should know this from high school. And it's like, I did not learn this ever. Because I took a gap year. Like I'm older than you guys. So like COVID was a little funkier for me in my last year of school.
Yeah. They're used to teaching people who had regular 4 years of high school exams and everything. And then it's like, yours a bit different than us, but like you and I, we didn't. I wrote an exam in grade 9. That was it. Like EQAO, and then I wrote exams.
The last time I wrote exams was.
I hated it. Did you have to write it in grade 12?
No, we didn't have to.
Yeah, I didn't have to write it either. No.
Yeah, but you would have been like right in COVID in grade 12.
Yeah.
Even like the literacy test, did you guys have to write
it? We didn't
I had to write it. I had to write it.
No.
Yeah, no, me either.
It's a very easy test. I was very shocked that people failed that test.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people that failed this.
It was very surprising when I heard that because, like, I was done that test early.
Yeah. No, I can understand how it's easy.
You don't even really have to study for it. As long as, like, if you had an 80 in English, you could have got that test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, take a summer course, or what was it if you failed or something?
Twice. If you failed twice, you have to take a summer course.
If you failed once, you just had to retake it.
Yeah, so it's like if you failed it once, you had to take it in grade 11. And then if you failed that one, you had to take a course in grade 12.
Mm. That's really sad.
It is.
I, like, remember all of the year above me when they all, like, got their marks back. They were, like, oh,
stressed.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't, like, as long as you pass. Yeah. I got a good mark on it. I don't remember what it was, but, like, what?
Did it count for your English grade? Or was it just, like, a whole separate thing?
I think that's what you remember. Have to take to graduate. Like,
yeah,
you
need to. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. No, I had a really bad experience of EQAO in grade 6.
Grade 6?
Mm-hmm. I did fire on EQAO in grade 6. I remember my mark for that.
I don't.
Fours, bro.
Hundreds. Level hundreds, fours. Hundreds.
I don't think I didn't do bad on it, I don't think. I just, like, when I was really young, I had, like, super bad anxiety.
You'd be stressed out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I feel, I get you.
No, I threw up all over my paper.
Really?
Yes. It was so bad. I used to be, like, so bad at taking any sort of test. Mm. And now, like, it doesn't, like, affect
me. It doesn't bother you that much.
No.
It's so interesting, though, because it's, like, you see posts on Instagram on, like, SixBuds or whatever, like, saying that, like, when students have been taking EQAO, like, the marks are as low as they've ever been.
Right now?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Because of kids being in COVID. And then,
like, right now. And then I feel bad for people, like, maybe 3 or 4 years younger than us.
I feel bad for, like, little kids, like, in kindergarten.
Yeah, because like, they were robbed of so much already. Yeah. Like, for me, like, I didn't get, like, a prom or graduation ceremony.
Yeah, that was,
like, at least.
That's bad. Honestly, like, prom was so overrated, though, for me.
Oh, really? I had so much fun at prom. I don't know. Why was your prom overrated? You didn't have a good time?
We all went to, like, instead of going to the after prom. First of all, the actual, like...
I feel like the after party is the fun part.
Yeah.
The actual prom, I had a lot of fun.
Really?
How?
We did, like, a whole parade kind of thing. Everyone drove cool
cars. Goldberg's different.
What?
We went, like, through, like, half of our town in the cars, and it was cool. There's people lined up clapping that when you're walking in, like, hundreds of people. It's so fun.
I did not have that experience. We literally just, like, ate dinner, did some awards. The dinner was disgusting.
Oh,
horrible.
Oh, man.
Like,
that
I
ruins,
didn't even eat. And then none of my friend group went to the after prom. So,
why?
Because it was, like, right by the border of Quebec, so we just all went to the club instead.
Why was it so far?
Weekend, though.
Sorry?
Why was it, like, so far? Why is it on the border of Quebec? Like,
My prom?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just, like, at the Shaw Center, which is just, like, a really nice... Mm. Like, there's nothing really, like, a super nice place in, like, Canada.
That's
like
fair.
Post-prom. And, like, big enough place, too. So, yeah.
Like I was saying, though, I feel like a lot of the profs here should understand that some of the kids just really don't know what you're saying to them. Like, just because, like, we have no foundation in some areas.
Yeah. 100%.
No, for sure. I know that my like camp counselor director last year, she's like a teacher, and she told me that like her kindergarten like students, she would like put blocks in front of them and they would just like stare at it, like they had zero
drive to just like have any kind of
anything, because like they were like all COVID kids obviously, so they just like didn't know how to have fun, interact with like other kids.
That's sad.
That's so sad. I feel really bad. They have time to obviously make that up, but
yeah, it's different when they're at that age and so. But like, when, but like for like you guys and like for me, like just because it was in like the important years of high school, where like everything was kind of like crucial. Because like at those points, if like if there were certain things that you didn't know, and like you couldn't build upon, then that's when like you fell behind. Yeah. There's a lot of kids that like fell behind that I knew.
Yeah. Oh yeah, same.
I Not knew, you like, though.
Yeah, I know. Took I a gap year though. Had to.
I knew a few friends that were very close to. I know one of my friends didn't even pass.
Really?
High school, yeah. And I know a few
what's her name?
Friends. I definitely cannot really hear that. Okay. And a few of my friends were were very close to not passing either.
That's sad. Like well, it's just that's upsetting to hear that. Like
the guy who didn't pass high school, not like. Okay, so he just, like, basically didn't pass one of his classes because he never went, so it's, like, obvious. But it was, like, a woodworking class, and the guy wouldn't even, like, I mean, obviously, it's, like, he didn't show up to class, but it's, like, come on.
Yeah, like, but if it's, that's kind of like a gym class. Like, that's based off participation in class. Oh, if it was, like, if it was, like, you didn't show up to your challenge and change, but you're still handing in assignments, and then they docked you for that, you would have been, like, okay, well, like, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah, no, for sure. But I just feel like if I was a teacher, I would just
just allow it.
Yeah. If they were
free marks.
If they were
I'll allow everyone marks.
In your class? As long as they're putting in effort.
They're good kids and they're trying, yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
I feel like if you can tell that a kid's like really put in
effort. Yeah, but if someone's not trying in there, they're disrespectful. I wouldn't allow them anything.
If they were that's disrespectful, fair. You gotta learn that's the harsh different.
Reality.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the thing here though. Sometimes you try really hard on something.
Don't get,
oh, don't
you,
get
that's like the big that's the biggest thing I've learned here is just to take an L. You have to just learn how to take L's here.
No, that's very true. Honestly though, like maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but I and maybe it too it's like definitely has to do with my program, but I just feel like honestly like universities are not as hard as people are like making out.
It wasn't as hard as like
I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be super hard. And
it's a big change. Maybe not so much, or maybe more for so for you guys, because you guys were like used to having like only like two courses at a time, right?
Oh yeah, last year we only had a couple.
I can't even remember how my like I can't even remember how that worked.
So like jumping to like five was kind of like, ooh, got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
But then once you get in the hang with it, you're like, all right, it's not that bad.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's very true.
Just some childish people here, really, you meet. Especially people who are 19 years old, I find. I met this one 19-year-old guy from Stratford.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know him. His name's Braden. He lives on Conrad.
Braden Tins.
Oh, my God. I met this guy. Stratford. People's, like, full names on here.
He's friends with Eshawn.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Funny guy.
Good
just
guy.
Just a bit childish. Immature, you know?
Good guy.
Yeah, no, I feel like a lot of people...
I'd let him near my door.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll go near his door, though.
Not his door, but he can go near my door.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Just don't put your hands on him.
Two of my friends from Book, they got fines over the weekend. And one friend in particular, like, the constable, whatever, like, came up on him. And it's kind of like,
what?
You know what, though?
Like no, just, like, went, like that to him and was, like.
That's a bit strange.
And they were, like, are you scared now? Are you scared now?
The
and
special constables here kind of do.
That's crazy. Mad. They can't say that.
Oh, no, they definitely cannot say that. I will call a special constable out. Any day. Like, they are so...
Somebody needs to start recording them, because, like, low-key, they kind of are abusive.
Oh, they
abuse. You remember what they did to... They don't remember what they did to Braden?
Oh yeah,
yes,
that was tough.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah,
I felt for him. There, he's vulnerable.
You can't be.
Like, no, that's like. Yeah. That's disgusting. And it's like you're a constable, like.
Like, I get it. You're at a university. You don't want to be dealing with kids that are under the influence,
like,
and things like that.
This is the job that you decided to go into. So, sorry, that's but this is what you signed up for.
For real. Federal behavior.
It is.
For people who can't even be that federal, don't have the authority.
And two, when
I know a couple of people who like to act like that as well. Just like, I don't know, that they're a bit, they got more authority than they do.
Yeah.
They like to act federal. A guy named Dougie.
I was thinking of a guy named Jeremy.
Yeah, these guys like
Jeremy for
so
sure.
Federal.
Yeah,
but they're just normal people. Yet they think I don't know. They I don't. Know.
Sometimes they get think that.
I can't necessarily say too much on here, but
yeah, I know. Jeremy scares me. I'm scared to go home sometimes because of Jeremy.
Oh yeah, I always like have to look both ways when I walk in the condo. Yeah, just 100%. In case.
You don't want to catch Jeremy on a bad day.
No, that's for sure. Definitely not. But when you think about it, like if a special constable did what they did to Brayden or my friend from Book to a girl.
Oh, like, dude, that would be a wrap.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, that's so, like, not okay, though.
Oh, it's,
that
yeah,
it's like
not at all.
They can do that to, like, a male and not a, like, you
double
know what
standards.
I mean? Double standards. Double standards.
I don't like that.
Talk about it.
It just shouldn't be okay for anybody.
Yeah, no. No one should be pressed like that.
Are you in a woman gender studies class?
I am.
How is that? Talk about that. What's even about? I was trying to ask you about this because I was curious about like the nature of the topics that you guys talk about.
My prof is a little interesting. She's nice. I really like her, but like she kind of like she doesn't have any like slideshows prepared. She just kind of like starts talking about anything that's going on in the world, and like I get that's like her teaching style, but obviously like that doesn't really keep me too engaged. In it.
Would you say that you watched movies in that class?
Hopefully not.
No. That would be irresponsible if you did do that.
I don't do that. She'll also call you out, too, if you're, like, on your phone. So, I am very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Always?
Always.
Always. Always. Would you say always, Oscar?
Is Grace always respectful?
Yes.
Yeah, Grace is a great person. Is it okay if I take my shoes off in the studio?
You know, rank up the studio.
The window's open.
Go for it.
My feet don't stink. I put new socks on.
You know, if he was suggesting that, I would say no.
Oh, what are you dissing him like that?
Dude, he's got some dogs.
No, Jet just has
sorry,
like
Jet.
A foot, like...
Odor.
Fetish?
Yeah, kinda.
You think?
I mean, we have, like, proof.
But
you have
we
proof
don't need
that he's
to speak
a foot fetish?
Yes.
Sad, what?
Sadly, you have two sad. Videos. I'll talk about it later.
Jed, I don't think you have a foot fetish, just in case you're listening. I know this is posted on the internet afterwards.
Christian, he does.
I don't think Jet's that Jet Alexander Mark has a foot fetish. Is his middle
Why
name
are you
Alexander?
His full name?
Oh, my God.
He does not. Stop slandering my friend, please. I know for a fact he
By
doesn't.
The way, everything we're saying on this is like a complete joke, just so everyone knows.
Oh, yeah.
He is aware.
I'm not making a joke. I don't think he has one.
No, he definitely doesn't, but like sometimes it's a little questionable.
But Jet does though. Very questionable things sometimes, but that's what makes him Jet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jet's an interesting guy.
You meet some interesting people here. Very interesting.
Probably some of the best people I've met here.
Oh, I agree.
Me too. No, you guys are like my second family.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. Like this one friend
why,
of mine,
why
Jeremy.
Why are we not your first family?
Well.
You put us below?
My parents are listening.
Yeah, I would probably
I understand.
Say fair enough that.
I get it.
But
That's
it's
fine.
Like the connections I have here.
I'll remember
you
that
guys
next time.
Are so different than like my friends at home. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I love my friends at
well,
home.
We're living. We're all in like the same situation.
Yeah.
Kind of living the way to.
It's just a different connection.
We're all broke and we get mid grades.
Mm-hmm. Not true. I have so much money.
Why do you have so much money, Oscar? What kind of activities
my
do
friend,
you get up to?
So my friend Jeremy, like, he might know, but I can't really say. But I've just been working a lot in the summers and stuff. So I've saved up since the beginning of high school. And then I do a couple other things on the side. But
little side hustle.
Like
side
work, hustle. I don't know, I work the odd shift at the athletic complex and stuff like that.
What?
At the athletic complex, like at Laurier?
You pick up shifts at the athletic complex? Doing what?
Front desk.
That's crazy because I go to the gym often and I have not seen you there.
You do not.
You don't think so?
I'm calling your bluff right now.
I'm not going to get on the air and lie.
Yes.
Why would I do that?
Because you lie a lot. Yes. What do you mean? You're very facetious.
Yeah, no, but I just...
You just agreed with it. Yeah.
Ever since we had that like one conversation about you saying that you lie all the time... like
You and me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said way too much that day.
Yeah, I know when you're lying all the time now.
Do you know he almost convinced me he was 17?
Yeah. A bunch of people.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah. And Daniel did too.
No, because like you were telling me and I was like, there's no way because I celebrated your 18th birthday with you. So then I called Daniel because I was like, Daniel won't fend for him. Daniel's my roommate. And Daniel just starts going with it. And I was just like, and I know it was uncoordinated between you two. So I was just like, Daniel's supposed to have my back.
Yeah.
That was messed up, Daniel.
Oscar's a little baby compared to the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm way younger than all of you.
Are you the youngest?
Daniel's younger than me, a week.
I thought he was a week
October,
older than you.
October 4th, I think. Oh, third.
You're right.
Same week, our birthday, so.
Yeah. I remember that.
That's weird that Jeremy's older than you.
I did something.
Jeremy?
Yeah. You know, when's his birthday?
July.
But Jeremy's really one of the most mature guys I've ever met. Deep down. You may not think so on the surface, but when you talk to him, he's got a lot going on in his head that...
I can see that, yeah.
You might just not know. Unless
he's just a funny guy.
You just need to like get into his, I can't say.
Kind of business he does.
Yeah.
His field of expertise, computer science.
And great computer science, man. CP164, easiest class of all time for that guy.
Then your algebra?
Then algebra's too easy. Light.
Is he a comp sci major?
I think so.
Yeah.
I never like... I know I asked him before about what his major was, but I never fully knew.
Did you talk about what you wanted to do after undergrad? I feel like Oscar and I did, but I'm not sure if you had.
Yeah, good question.
Thanks for that question. I'd either go and get my master's, or which I really don't want to do. Like, I wish I like wanted to do that, but I don't. I'm really hoping to like get some big internship in my years here or something like that.
Get money.
And then like work my way up from it.
No, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's the goal for sure.
Yeah.
Thing is though, is a lot of places though, they just expect you to have an undergrad. You kinda like the master's is what an undergrad used to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like it's that step that you need if you want like a higher position.
I know, but like
it's a lot of school.
Yeah. I mean two years isn't really that bad when you think about it.
Especially when that's like the difference between like $30,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Like go from $50,000 to $80,000. That's a
bread.
It's a big pay jump.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. That's what I mean. So it's like.
Sure. I'd probably work for like a year or two though.
I feel like before doing like any like post undergrad.
Post-secondary.
Post undergrad. That I'd have to work for, like, do another gap year between.
Yeah.
You love gap years?
I think they're beneficial. Make bread.
Mm.
I think get some really time to mature. On the type of person,
yeah.
Who can, like, do a gap year and still be motivated to go back to school.
That's true. That's fair.
Yeah, facts.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like a lot, though, like, when you take a gap year, you realize how important school is. Like, that's where you make all your friends. That's where you hang out with people. That's where you learn. The biggest thing I missed out on, like, gap year was, like, I missed learning.
Yeah.
Even though I said my brain's rattled right now, which it is, but I missed it, you know?
Yeah. And like you're constantly doing something. I mean, you obviously get bored from time to time, but like.
You're never not busy here.
Yeah.
Like, there's always something you could do.
Very true. Or like it's nice because it's just like if I'm ever bored or wanting to do something, I can always just like come down to Conrad.
Yeah.
It's like a 2-minute walk.
There's the gym right there as well.
Beside Conrad, yeah.
Yeah, I go there all the time.
I have this one friend that goes to the gym all the time, Adam.
Adam does go to the gym. Adam's built.
I don't know
built.
If you guys know him. Adam?
Adam Armstrong's built.
He's really into fitness and stuff like that, but I don't know.
You're bigger than he is, but...
Yeah. No, he's a strong guy. He's doing very well. I'm proud of him. His transformation's impressive.
That is true. He's very jacked.
No, he's
one day I'll try to get him to come to the gym with us. He can do like a proper workout, you know, but.
What happened with you cycling that one day?
What do you mean?
When you came down in the elevator afterwards and Oscar and I were both looking at you.
Oh, I threw up.
Yeah, how come? Were you just like exhausted?
I honestly like, I wasn't feeling well the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I just kind of like pushed myself too hard. It was like all of a sudden.
You were on that grind.
Yeah, I was. It was all of a sudden though. It was like, we were getting ready to leave and then all of a sudden I felt pretty lightheaded and just kind of had to sit down and throw up. But I'm like very prone to.
Puking?
Throwing up, passing out.
Passing out.
Yeah. Why?
Sorry, what did you ask, Christian?
Do you have like low iron?
You have an iron deficiency?
Probably. I don't know. I've never been like told that. I don't know. I've done like plenty of tests.
What have they said?
Just take a quiz online. You can figure it out right. Instantly.
Did they say you have ligma?
No.
That was a bad joke. I'm surprised you laugh.
But yeah, I actually like in my job in high school, I worked at a retirement home and I had to like, they made me take 2 months off because I like fainted at work. And they just thought that I had like, such out a low immune system that like I couldn't work anymore.
Damn.
It's pretty normal for me to pass out. So if I ever pass Damn's out not a bad with word. You guys.
Sorry.
You're good. Damn's
and,
not bad.
And I've like seized before too when I pass out. But like
Bro, you're scary. Prone you're scary. Epilepsy?
No. It just like Dude, I don't know, it just
flicker the lights.
No.
But if I ever do pass out around you guys,
I'll take care.
You say that, but I've never seen you pass out.
Yeah, I've never
I don't believe that you're prone to it. I think you're lying.
Passed out like maybe 7 times in my life.
Really?
Not, it's not like a yearly thing.
You don't just have like an annual seizure?
No. But, yeah. I don't know. I've done tests since I was like pretty young about it.
Really?
Nothing's ever popped up, yeah.
Hmm.
It used to be caused by anxiety. That's what it
wow,
used to be.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Like you just get so anxious you'd pass out.
Mm-hmm. I was like a very, very anxious kid growing up.
Do you ever have to be like medicated on anything or that? Or like just straight therapy or like?
No, not really. I mean, I've always been able to like deal with it pretty well. I've gone to therapy for sure for it. But I feel like everyone needs therapy.
Low-key.
Yeah, I feel like therapy is good for anyone.
This is low-key kind of like a therapy session. You're just good to just talk.
Yeah, very true.
It sounds so nice in the headphones too.
Low-key, yeah.
I like
your voice is your voice is made for radio.
Yeah, you
Oscar.
Have a beautiful voice, Christian.
Yours very crisp.
You guys and Jet have like a really good voice for the radio.
Jet has.
Why,
nice,
why are you underselling yourself? You have a good voice
so
for the radio as well.
I don't think so.
Really?
Everyone here does.
Yeah, so that's why I talk a lot. My voice can get pretty raspy. So
you need to do some vocal warm-ups before red leather, yellow leather type stuff.
Right. We've been talking for 54 minutes. That's crazy.
It's been a long 54 minutes.
I was gonna say
it's been
yeah
it's been short because time goes by fast when you're having fun.
You said I'm having fun.
Clearly not. But what'd you get up to this weekend?
You want me to talk about that for 6 minutes?
No. Grace, what did you get up to? Did you have a good night on the night after, Patty, Saturday?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Just relaxed.
Just chilled, though.
Yeah.
The drink you went where?
The drink. She's 19.
Oh. Was it fun?
It was really fun.
I've heard good things about that place. My one other friend went.
I haven't been yet.
Dougie?
Yeah, I was there with him.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I haven't been yet.
Yeah, I was there as well. I just got there late. I'm sorry.
You were there.
It was fun though.
It was
Why
fun.
Did you say you heard good things and then
I heard good things, that's not a lie.
It's just a very confusing way to talk about it.
Yeah, I had a good time there as well.
It was definitely like an actual club. Like I feel like I've gone to clubs like that in Gatineau. But I've like
Never
Dallas.
Here? Nah, Dallas
so
is weird.
Bad. I did not
Weird. I'll put it on blast right now. Dallas sucks.
Yeah.
A good club? The Ranch, Guelph.
Mm.
You guys still need to go to that. The Bull? Oh, Rocky. The concussion, man. Concussion.
They have have that at a bar called Crazy Horse where I live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I heard you talk about that one time with Christopher.
Yeah, I did. Crazy Horse is very fun. And that's where I met Brady Tkachuk.
You actually met Brady Tkachuk. I don't even believe that.
You guys met famous.
Actually, you showed me a picture. Yeah. What?
Have you met anyone famous?
I met like Ron McLean and Don Cherry. If you know them.
Hockey. You know Don Cherry? Yeah.
I think I met them.
I met them. I did like an interview with them.
Really?
When I was younger, yeah.
Was it like for like a school thing?
No, it was for our hockey team. Was at like provincials.
Oh, word.
Oh,
I was on like the Hockey Night in Canada.
Whoa.
You can find really online cool. If you'd like. I'll show you after.
Grace, pull up a video of Oscar on Hockey Night. On
and come by?
Yeah.
I have pictures. I promise I'm not.
You know, big TikToker, Josh Richards.
Yeah, but he's not famous.
He's not famous.
Really?
Yeah, his
follower count would say different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I met Drake one time in Toronto. Me and my friend.
Are you like personal
Adam,
friends
Adam, who's from here. Nah, but me and Adam were just walking down Toronto. We met Drake and Lil Yachty. Coming out of the car.
No, you didn't.
We were just walking down.
No, Adam did.
We were walking down Yonge Street, and we just saw them come out their car. I went over, dapped them up, said, what's up? Got a picture.
And he said, I know you. You're Oscar Brown.
No, he didn't recognize me. Drake did, though. Lil Yachty didn't. Then they took me and Adam. We just took them around Toronto, showed them around, I guess.
You showed them around? Well, I think. Come to the end.
So what happens now? Do other people come in the room?
No.
Is this it? How long can we talk for?
I mean, up until it hits an hour, I guess.
Can we talk past that, or would you get in trouble?
No, I wouldn't get in trouble.
Don't lose your job, though.
No, I wouldn't.
She couldn't. We're in a recession. I don't know how that works.
No, we're not. Tell me how business works. We're not in a recession.
Talk for another hour just about how business works.
I could. I've learned a lot.
Yeah?
I could tell you, though, we're not in a recession. We're not sure if we're in an inflationary gap or we're close to potential again, but inflation's still a bit high over our target rate, 2%.
When do you think inflation levels will go back to regular?
Oh, I think it's just going to steadily raise because it will every year, but if it can only raise by like a certain percent.
Will it just crash type thing?
I don't know, to be honest. It's hard to say. They want it like they just have like a target percent because prices are always going to go up, but wages and things will go up with it. So it's not like it has that much of an effect. But as long as it doesn't go up by way too high of a percentage, things are fine. But I'll fix it in the future.
You'll fix it yourself?
Yeah, after I get my degree, I'm good. I'll figure it all out.
It's okay. Once I get my degree, I'll fix chemistry.
I'll
straighten it out.
Be a prof here.
I'll straighten it out.
My mom just sent me a text saying that one of your best shows, it was good with three people talking.
Oh, that's
amazing. You're welcome. Thank you, Grace's mom.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're big fans of you here on the show. And
meet everybody. For sure. I'll be in Cornwall, so it's not that far.
Yeah, we'll meet up for sure.
In the summer.
We're big fans of Grace's mom on the show.
Yeah, thank you for the pizza.
That's true. Yeah. Thank you for the Grace's pizza.
Birthday. That's true.
That was very nice.
Yeah. No, my mom would love to meet you.
Except Grace bought Gino's pizza with it. And
questionable choice,
really,
but
really hoping for something like maybe, I don't know, Domino's pizza.
But we're still grateful.
But I still appreciate it. I ate it.
I asked Jet when we were like walking down to get the pizza.
That's your first
problem. Yeah, that's the first problem.
Jet loves Gino's.
I love Gino's. Why don't you guys like Gino's?
I would just probably say it's mid.
Really?
I don't know. I was watching John Jones fight. So yeah.
No, it was still great. I appreciated it.
It was a good
made
fight
the night very better. Very.
You're tripping, bro.
Just made the night better.
The night's still young. Go, try. No, go ahead. Come on, don't be shy.
Oh, he's discouraged now.
Sorry, my mic was muted.
Whoa, we hit our hour mark.
Wow.
Well, thank you guys for coming on.
You're very
fun.
Welcome. I
this
enjoyed
fun.
Myself.
I actually have
I would
fun.
Actually do this and just talk, not even on that. I don't even care.
Oh, yeah. I'd do this again 100%. This was fun. Yeah.
No, I like it. Okay. Well, that's it for the Monday After Class show. I'll see you guys next Monday.
Have a good night.
Good night.